Chill, boys.
Thanks, boys.
That was fucking sick.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
That was fun. Wow.
Was that as good for you as it was for me?
You feeling that tingling?
Yeah, really.
Did you guys finish?
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 11 of the Coffee Club. Big day today. Joey, open a little.
Just gonna be really obnoxious.
What is this today? Is this coffee club or a beer club? What are we celebrating today?
Sunday.
It's Sunday, so it's beer coffee club.
Yeah, but before we get into it, we got to intro our guest today. We got very lucky. We got a couple of big boys over there. We got Ryan Manahan. Say hello.
Hello.
And then we got Lewis Fallon.
Hello.
Louis, how do we know you guys?
I like to be known and referred to as Leah Fallon's husband.
That's the only way you want to be referred to.
Remove my first name entirely.
Yeah. Whose husband do you like to be referred to as?
Well, it was Lewis's until he said that.
It's a throuple. It's a throuple. He's on first.
Polygamy's not another thing here yet. But, yeah, so these are just a couple of cool dudes, some boys that we know. Obviously, yeah, we know Lou because of Leah. Luckily, and then Ryan is a figure who, obviously, if you've known about the sport of running, he was part of the Ole Miss. Did you guys have a name for yourselves?
No.
Like back when you guys just all like were like the cool boys with mustaches and
nothing appropriate. No.
nothing that you're allowed to see on camera. But then recently we got to know Ryan because you have moved to Colorado and you're a part of the Inner Sanctum now.
Yep.
You're a member of a few text groups that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The Hogwarts one, primarily.
Somehow you
made your way on there. But yeah, before we get going, shout out to Kate Hoare once again.
Kate Holly's the Great.
Mother, sending us beans today all the way from Australia.
Thanks, Mom. That care package was great.
What else is in it? Caramello koalas?
Caramello koalas for the boys. We got some...
Little Santa things
to whatever dress up are. The house.
Tim Tams.
I want one on my mic. Tim Tams, we haven't had yet.
I saw those. I want a little Santa on my mic.
I had a couple of Tim Tams.
Oh, you already opened it?
Yeah.
Morgan cracked in to the Tim Tams.
Well, Luke can't eat them.
I have to.
You can't eat Tim Tams,
well,
right?
Well, not orally, but...
Is that how being... So Lou's a vegan. We make a lot of fun of him for being a vegan, but... So you're only a vegan...
I should have with that. Normally, I just live with it.
You're only a vegan through the mouth. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. So everywhere else is fine. Okay. All right.
So we'll get you some Tim Tams.
That sounds like you like a BYU thing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We're already tearing into BYU.
Are we
going
to talk about soaking?
I think that was last week.
I don't know.
Week.
It kind of sounded like a BYU thing. Where it's like, yeah, I'm only to the mouth. Yeah,
but I'm only now that we're
I'm already Mormon up here. Like this much of me is Mormon and the rest of
the bottom half is not
bottom
Mormon.
Half is not Mormon.
I only practice abstinence through the mouth.
Oh, damn.
Oh man!
Shout out BYU!
Great!
Shout out Roy Linkletter!
Shout out!
I should mention, so I put the Caramello Koala thing up on my story, and I tagged Roy Linkletter in it. You guys would know this, but so I want to tell this really shortly. Pretty much, Caramello Koala is my favorite treat from Australia. Ollie's mom brought some, and then we had them at nationals and at the after party, which was at our place. Apparently, Roy Linkletter took the bag. I hadn't even opened it. I was saving them, and then he shared them to everyone at the party. And then the next day, I wake up. All gone.
I didn't get to have any of them.
Roy Linkletter messaged me.
I was witness
me.
To it and I told
he,
him.
He DM'd me and said that he didn't, it wasn't him.
No, it was definitely.
And I have like three eyewitnesses being like, it was definitely
him. It was definitely him. And the thing is though, he could have just been really, really drunk and then not remembered, but he was literally throwing
them around. Well, did BYU people drink alcohol?
Well, I mean, like, not orally, but...
Again, and that's no excuse.
The thing is, though, he could have just, like, maybe forgot. It was a big night.
There's so many
you can forget stuff like that, but I did see him doing it and I told him to stop. And
you can be excused for drunk eating pretty much anything except for caramel koalas.
You don't
fuck with a man's bag of caramel koalas on his shelf. You don't do it. It's a very, very big offense.
Rory is
paying for that by being mentioned on the pod.
We'll have to get him. Yeah, we'll have to get him on the pod to defend him.
He's gonna have to get on and have a little defense.
Yeah.
Have you finished your new bag yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my mom's sending another package.
We went through the bag real quick.
She said, how's it going? I said, Morgan's already through his bag. And she's like, I'm sending another package.
Thank you, Kate. So. We love you. But then, final announcement. This episode will come out right after Movember is officially over. Ryan, you were sporting a beautiful mustache over there. Just want to say.
It's, I didn't really do it from the start of November. Like,
That's okay. Neither did we, really.
I mean, Al's growing to beards.
He shaved last night.
Really?
No.
Well, it looks fucking good, and we want to give a big thank you to everyone who did donate to us.
Thank you very much.
It's a great cause, so thank you to all of you
guys.
Men's
health in general.
I think we raised a bit under $1,000, but like...
So far.
Oh, that's pretty good.
In the hundreds.
You know.
Like, I think it's 800, 900, something around there, so...
And it's, you know...
Submissions for...
Oh, yeah, the competition.
Scarves are low.
Yeah, we haven't got many moustaches getting submitted.
Well, yeah, I guess we will accept late submissions, but we've gotten one submission so far, so he's the de facto winner. But to be fair, he has a great moustache, so he would maybe win.
Anyway,
but...
Maybe we made it too hard just saying that it had to be on their story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could also be any moustache-related photo of yourself.
Yeah, so whatever. We've got pins and scarves to send out to anyone who still wants to... be in the competition, which is on our Instagram. Give us a follow, check it out. But yeah, that's it for us. What's going on in our lives? We just had a workout this morning.
Good workout this morning?
Yeah.
What was it? It was a hard mile. Well, Jordy and I and Joe did a hard 420 mile on the road.
420 blaze it mile.
420 blaze it mile.
The 420 blaze
shout
it
out.
Mile.
Good for the sport.
But you guys actually did in 415.
Yeah, we did in 4:15. We went a bit too quick.
We ran a 4:20 mile in 4:15.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
4:20 mile in 4:15. You don't see it much. And then we did a 4 mile tempo. We linked up with Morgs for that, which was great.
Dude, is that the first time I've run with you guys?
I think for a while, yeah.
For a workout.
Apart from like those two hills.
Yeah.
Apart from when you first joined, we're doing those ridiculous 600.
But that's
cool.
So that was awesome.
So that was great. We did that, and then Jordan and I did 4x400s around 62.
On the dirt.
On the dirt,
same as us.
And then, you guys did the same thing
today.
And then Joe did an uphill mile at 4:38.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the boys are looking good. The boys are fit.
Yeah,
the girls are looking good.
The
girls had a great workout this morning.
Yeah, this episode will come out one day before the BU race you guys are getting ready
it will.
For right now.
Yes.
So
well, that's fast.
Yeah,
fast.
So depending on how that goes, we might not have another episode after that.
Yeah, that might be
another
coffee club if it doesn't go well.
But and how many college kids beats us, yeah.
But yeah, we'll post about that on our Instagram as well. Ways to watch that, because is there a live stream? I don't know.
Doubt it.
You think so? I think BU normally does a good job.
I mean, yeah, maybe they will. I don't know what it'll be on.
Yeah, maybe we'll get someone to live stream it on the Coffee Club pod.
Yeah.
I don't know, get Dathan out there.
Yeah.
We'll see, but yeah, boys are looking good. Morgan over here had a 6 mile progression run. I'm getting back there, slowly and steady. But yeah, it was just great to be able to run with people for once. That felt good.
It's nice to be in a group.
Yeah, until you guys drop me, but...
I mean, we kind of made that... Joe made that move up the hill.
Honestly, it was an interesting one because you guys, I was breathing so much heavier than you guys. So I was just like, yeah, I'm probably going way too hard right now. And then you guys made a slight increase. I was like, that's my cue. I'm going to drop off right here and finish on my own. But yeah, that was this morning. Things are going pretty well.
So it's just still like 70 degrees in Boulder.
Yeah,
Boulder
it's ridiculous, man. This weather's nuts. What do you guys think of the weather right now?
Well, I'm going home to Australia in like a week, so I'm
jealous.
Straight to summer,
jealous. I'm scared to compare it, but this is unreal. I'm kind of used to everyone in Colorado that's been here longer than I have says that this is very abnormal.
Yeah, apparently it's meant to like snow like 3 times by now.
But I'm going
to
pretend it's like this all the time.
Yeah.
December
to January. Right? Yeah.
The pendulum has swung so much, at least for me personally. Coming off the summer, I was like, man, Boulder sucks. It's so overrated because I personally get mad anxiety from the smoke. Were you here in the summer when it was smoky?
No, not this summer.
Yeah,
it was smoky this summer. Oh yeah, we went camping in it.
Yeah, and like so, I was like, yeah, Boulder fucking sucks. I hate it. And then like, it's just been the nicest place in the world for the last like 6 weeks.
Yeah, unreal.
It's been so good.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
could use some more oxygen though. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, do you
speaking
guys...
from experience from your recent race?
From my recent mile, 4 mile.
Why don't you guys talk about that?
Did you do the
turkey trotting?
Yeah, we did the turkey trot here in Boulder to pace Emily. You guys are familiar with Emily.
So. Yeah, she's from that team.
It was her last race as a pro.
Yeah.
And then she Ryan and I jumped in there. Actually, this is our race uniform.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, this is what you guys raced in?
Yeah, this in basketball shorts. And
wait, the Hawaiian shirts included?
No,
wife beater Hawaiian shirts.
We needed the ventilation.
For anyone who's listening, the boys rocked up in quite the look. They got wife beaters, short jean shorts, and
tight
some nice
jean shorts.
Hawaiian style shirts.
Ryan's rocking some hair style. That's really
wait. That's not your real hair.
This is natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's hairstyle. It's like Andre Agassi. This is literally what Andre Agassi won the US Open in.
Who that is?
Andre Agassi. Yeah.
tennis player.
Oh.
US tennis player?
Nope.
He won the US Open wearing... He would wear jean shorts and a mullet and...
I don't know. He was honestly the coolest guy ever.
But it was like fake. Like, yeah. He was actually balding.
Oh.
So similar.
Wait,
to Ryan.
He was wearing.
Yeah, he had,
I thought he just like lost his hair really rapidly.
He did, but for a while he was losing, so he was like clipping in a mullet because he was like
smart.
A clipping mullet is
awesome.
Is it?
He almost did that the other night. Yeah. Yeah. He was clipping in for the races and then just taking.
But then
it
he just owned the baldness after that.
Well, as you should.
Yeah, because that's how
clipping on a mullet. But yeah, we did this 5K, and we ran a 5K.
So. Which I got signed up for 3 days prior to. Just Emily sent me a text with my like confirmation.
Oh, so you really enjoyed the surprise of that, I imagine.
So yeah, were you guys pacing Emily or was she pacing you guys?
We were pacing Emily. Well, Ryan made a commitment on the line without informing us really that he was going to start like back 10-15 seconds back from us.
Smart.
And so I went out with Emily. It's
weird flakes.
Like,
but.
Pretty hesitant because I haven't run that. Like, I think we went out in like 5:30 or something. I don't remember last time I ran.
It's not slow, especially up here.
It's not slow, but it's certainly, you know.
And if you haven't been running for 7 months.
Yeah.
It's really not that slow.
But we didn't see Ryan until about half a mile to go.
Really?
No, a mile.
Okay.
A mile.
And then a mile ago.
I caught up. Yeah. My second mile
he did.
Was flying.
I kept looking behind and I kept wanting, I was like, Emily, let's drop this motherfucker.
Yeah. And what time did everyone end up running?
17:30, I think.
Yeah. Did you finish? You finished
yeah.
with them?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just did that so you could say like I ran with you guys, but actually I beat you guys because I started so far back.
Well, no, I started with them on the line, and then my first mile was slow. I just literally didn't think I could finish.
You just had to
going
walk
out
into
in 5:30.
I noticed
times have changed.
I noticed on Leah's YouTube channel that you did a workout like two days before.
That was so the day I found out I was like, all right, I'm going to...
The hour you found out.
The hour I found out. I was like, all right, well, I got to see where I'm at. So I did a 2-mile time trial.
And this is on Lee's YouTube?
Yeah.
So you guys want to check that out.
Literally 3 days before the race.
Yeah.
2-mile time trial.
What was the last time you worked out before that? How long was it?
March? Early March?
Yeah. I'm surprised you made it to the line, honestly.
Yeah, so I ran like a 5:25 and then I died and ran like a 5:45 second mile.
It's
done
terrible.
For the day. And
that's
so
a
I was
workout.
Like, I don't know if I can run 5.
Did you have beers waiting at the finish line?
I was so dead I couldn't even drink beer.
Oh.
I was
not
literally
even worth it then.
I went into a coma.
Not even worth it.
Running was terrible. What's the point?
Not even worth it.
Yeah. I felt much better after the 5K though. We slammed some beer.
Well,
after
good.
That.
Yeah.
Damn, this actually tastes okay.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Because like the thing is, I don't actually like the taste of beer. This actually tastes alright.
Yeah. Well, we haven't mentioned these are non-alcoholics, right?
Oh, yeah, we're drinking non-alcoholic beers.
Because we're athletes.
Yeah. Well, why
wait,
do we have
there's no alcohol in this?
there's less than 0.5%.
So if you drink enough.
Yeah.
Drink enough.
Wait, do you guys drink these a lot, or did you just bring them for us?
Ironically, I'm addicted to them.
Yeah. Really? Because they do taste really good.
On
this one is
I had
good.
Eight. Had eight of them.
And
so,
was
which did the math as about one Coors Light.
So you were pretty
that's
drunk.
A lot of,
yeah,
that's
was,
a lot
oh,
of liquid.
You guys yeah. Oh, yeah, I was pissing on
it. I have a funny story about this specific beer as well. Actually, is the Sir Walter? Oh, yeah. Sir Walter Koozie. The night before Sir Walter, they host like an athlete dinner thing with like the meet organizers, like the sponsors, like the kind of local people who... put into the meet and like athletes and coaches and stuff. Super fun.
Yeah.
Really cool. You just get to hang out with the athletes and stuff and they like have a bit of a speech and shit. And there was an open bar for like athletes if you wanted or non-athletes if you didn't want to crush some beers the night before. But like they had a, I was aware that one of the beers like back there, like in the corner was an NA. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna just crush some of them. But like, and they would put it in a glass. So I was just going around and I was like crushing these ENAs, like getting in people's heads because I just looked like I was slamming beers.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. And then what happened? You won that race.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit, we just got beat by a guy.
By a guy who was crushing beers beforehand. They probably think
great.
Oceana in general just like crush beers before race.
Is there, was there an open bar that after the race too?
You know,
yeah, so actually.
It's a good meet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a great meet. Shout out to Sir Walter. Everyone should try and do that meet. They just said they give you like little beer tokens to go to this brewery, so then you get free beers.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's freaking sweet.
That's
dude, awesome. There's like a lot of like pro runner mythology type things that go on. Wait, Ryan, have you been to Europe, right? You've done a Europe summer? Oh,
I haven't done a Europe tour, no.
Well, so there's like a lot of American milers that like end up spending a lot of time in Europe during the summer, generally based in Leuven. And some of them at some point, I think, just give up on their seasons. And Leuven's like such a fun town in the summer. So there are so many people who go around and just like go out every night, but then they still race like twice a week. And for some people, I'm not going to name names right now, but there are some people who claim like they just drink beers the whole summer and they actually run like really well.
I think I know who you're talking about.
See, that never worked. I tried that training philosophy.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Our Australian mate, Luke Matthews.
I'm actually not. I don't know.
I know he does go hard. He went hard in Leuven and like
I've been in Leuven with him,
and he also races like.
So I'm talking about Will Lear.
And Casey.
Will they?
Are you talking about American? Yeah.
So they claim that Will, because they ran really well around like 2013 or something, was when they were just crushing. And Will says that he was just going out.
When we were in Leuven this year, even with COVID, like there was this, like massive people out in these like this like street bar area. Everyone's outside drinking and smoking. It's all college kids having a great time. And it's so tempting when you're walking through.
Leuven is like, I'm not convinced that's a good town to go train in. It's way too much fun.
Yeah,
it's all food, just eating like, and drinking.
Everything there is just like pastries. Way too much fun for like being serious. You just can't be serious in Leuven.
So you guys got to come over next time we go.
I mean, you
went to Europe this summer. Briefly,
I did.
I remember you were scooting around in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, that was like probably the highlight of the trip, aside from Leah PR, of course.
So Stockholm Diamond League, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Stockholm Diamond League, and I had jet lag out the ass, and so at like 2 a.m.
That was a funny video.
And I woke up like wide awake, and it's light. As soon as you wake up, it gets light at like 2:30 a.m.
Oh wow!
And so I just jumped on a jumped on a Lime scooter at like 2:30.
That honestly seems like a really good way to see a city.
It was
deserted.
At 2:30,
electric Lime scooter.
Yeah,
it's still light.
Yeah, I just pulled up a map.
Yeah.
I pulled up a map and I was just like looking at all these sites and I found the palace or whatever. So I was at the palace
in the middle.
Like,
that sounds freaking.
The middle
sweet.
Of the night though, and I didn't think because it felt like day. And there's a couple people around at this point, but there's just like there were two guards there, like traditional guards, and they, like I saw them like reach for their belt as I'm like rolling up on the line scooter at 2:30 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah, still shifty from the night before.
Real shifty. That is fun, but yeah, Europe's a good time, but. One of the kind of main topic that I thought would be fun to talk about with you guys, maybe you could give us some words of wisdom, is kind of retiring from the sport. Because you guys are, well, I don't know if you, would you guys say you're retired, I guess?
Absolutely not.
But
I find it. She's on a hiatus.
Yeah. I'm less hesitant to say that I am retired than Ryan is. Ryan, I think, I mean, you've talked about Ryan wants to start a little track club where we also drink beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm at the point where it's like, I'll jump in a 5K
I don't even want to say retiring, I guess. What I want to say is you're changing relationship with the sport. Because we're, the three of us, are at a point where, like, the sport's our whole lives. You know, we're that's our paycheck. That's
our lifestyle, yeah.
Like, that's our number one priority all the time, except for Ollie. When Ollie has a new girlfriend, that's his number one priority. But generally speaking, it's our main priority.
You had to bring that in, didn't you? You, like, were waiting for it to be lined up so you could bring that in. You love that shit.
Oh, wait, we were meant to... I was going to introduce Ollie as Keith Hoare at the start of this episode. We forgot to do that.
Wait, we keep forgetting to introduce
Dude, people commenting
too,
on my Instagram saying, oh, good on you, Keith. Like, so, it's like happening. Like, people are actually calling me Keith now.
So we talked about this last week on the pod. Athletics Australia sent Ollie an email and they called him Keith Hoare.
I represent my country in the Olympic Games and that's what I get. I get called Keith Hoare. It's not even close to Oliver.
Did they
at all.
Confuse you with anyone?
No.
There's no Keith.
There's no Keith. There's no one that's Keith. That's like,
are they just trolling you?
I think they just don't like me.
It's a good troll if they are.
If they're trolling me, then mad respect. I'll buy them a case. But... Yeah.
So, what was that? What'd that guy comment? That's our new hashtag.
On your Keith.
On your Keith. It's the new, just spam all these posts with hashtag on your Keith.
Did you reply? Like, my name's not
fucking. I was going to block him, but.
To the email.
Email. I did reply and I said, that's not my name. My name's Oliver. Could you please change? Like, I was like really passive aggressive about it. And then she changed the email saying,
sorry,
Oliver,
Keith.
But the username, for Com Games, for World, like for all that sort of stuff, but the portal is Keith Hoare. They won't change it.
No.
Because wow. I responded, it's like, can you change the username? And it's not, they haven't changed it. It's just Keith Hoare now.
That's funny. Yeah. So we got Keith Hoare over here. So we're talking about, changing relationships with the sport. Because I find that like so interesting. Because I know Ryan, so you went to Ole Miss, you were very, very good in college, and then you ran after that at New York, New Jersey Track Club. I don't actually know exactly your story. I know because you went to school in Michigan. Mm-hmm. You went to college. We shouldn't. We didn't even mention. Yeah. So Lou's a fellow Australian.
Fellow Australian from South Australia.
Came over to college in the US.
I almost wore my shirt, my South Australian shirt. Damn.
Wait, there's a South Australian shirt?
It just has the state silhouette. Oh, and says that's heaps pretty cool.
Who's your football supporter? Yeah.
Your football team?
The Crows.
Adelaide Crows.
The Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, the Adelaide Crows are his football team.
Yeah.
Wow. Good.
But yeah, so you came over from there to Michigan. Well, do you want to just tell us like how you ended up here and then, you know, wafted up and everything?
What, now?
Yeah. Like from, you know, the little, you know.
Yeah, so the year was 1993.
Hey, I'm with a I'm vegan.
I kicked the doors open, was birthed, and then...
Wait, if you're vegan, can you drink your mum's boob milk?
Well, not... If I asked her now, I'm sure she'd let me. I don't. Yeah.
She sends over packages with just breast milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, continue.
Care package.
Here's your supply for the...
No, I don't, but I don't know. Maybe.
That's an interesting question we'll ponder on. While you
we were actually talking about this literally on a few days ago. Yeah. and Lewis was like, I'm definitely going to try it.
If it's consensual, I think I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Who's going to try it? Jordy's just lost track of the conversation. All right.
So I grew up in Australia, and then my parents had the bright idea when I was about 8 to become missionaries. And so we moved up to Papua New Guinea, which is a little island above Australia, third world little country. And so I spent, from the time I was 8 until I was 17, I was in Papua New Guinea. And then when I graduated from high school, all my friends were American because it was an American mission school.
Ah, that makes sense.
And so the girl I was seeing at the time was going to Cornerstone University in Michigan.
It's always a girl.
Yeah, and honestly, like
hashtag not good for the sport.
Yeah,
so you followed a good Christian girl to a good
Christian school, and that went well.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, married now.
Yeah,
she is.
So are you?
So are you? So am I. But
not for each other.
Yeah, no.
separate.
And we I basically came over here, ripe young age of 17, and then I walked onto the Cornerstone track team because I kind of liked running. I'd run a marathon. I shit myself 8 times.
Which is ridiculous.
Wait, were you vegan at the time?
No.
Okay.
No, that was all meat, baby. All meat. I cried in the shower after it because I chafed so bad from stopping and shitting that long. Wouldn't recommend it. That distance is a bitch, but yeah, walked onto the track team and then fell in love with it. I sucked my first year and then fell in love with it and started getting a little bit better. And then by the time I graduated, I was good enough to like at least continue on and trying to chase goals. So in 2018, I'd been running as a semi-pro for like 2 or 3 years. And then Dathan was in Michigan at the time. And so I knew he was kind of looking for maybe some athletes, but I didn't know. So I just texted him out of the blue. And he was like, yep, you're on board. Damn. And like, we basically just like started this team called Gazelle Elite. There was already a couple of members. Emily joined shortly after. And then soon enough, it like kind of pulled out and we had, I think it was like 8 members. And Leah was the last one to join. So Leah and I were actually like teammates and like just mates for like a year before we started dating.
Okay.
Anyway. All that to say, so Dathan coached me for like 2 or 3 years. And then when Leah got the offer to come join you guys out here, it was like, okay, so I don't have a coach really anymore. And the team kind of like dissipated. It was sponsored by Hoka, the team was as well. So was New Jersey, New York. Mm-hmm. So Ryan and I didn't actually know each other, but we were running for the same brand. And so I kind of just stopped running. It wasn't abruptly though.
When you first got here, I remember you.
Oh, you were
still running when you got here.
Kind of. Like I got to you the point. Up. Yeah, I got to the point where I thought I was in really good shape. You know, like at the point of the season where you're like, I think I'm like fit, but it was in the middle of COVID, so there were no opportunities to like prove that.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up like a road time trial for myself, basically, and I had my roommate and teammate at the time just on a bike in front of me, and he was just like pacing me, basically.
Yeah. Right.
It was like 2 degrees, literally Fahrenheit.
And it was like 8 a.m. in the morning. And I don't know what made me think that it would possibly go well, but it bombed.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
But I got to the end of it and I was just like so discouraged. I was just like, this sucks. Like running blows, whatever, I'm done. And I took a week off. I drove out to Colorado in the middle of the night, hung out with Leah for a bit, went back, and then I took a whole week off of running. And then this was the catalyst. This was like the final nail in the coffin. It's because I got together with my buddy, and he basically was like, I was like, I don't want to run. Like, this sucks. He's like, let's just go out for 7 miles. He's like, let's don't look at your watch. Don't like check splits. Don't look at your pace. Just like try and have fun.
The Beamish method.
And I could not, like, I was thinking about like running the whole time. Like, I couldn't just enjoy running. So after that, I just dropped it cold turkey and got into swimming and like climbing and other stuff.
Yeah. So do you feel like you kind of realized you just didn't enjoy it in the same way anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It basically got to the point where it was more stressful and anxiety inducing than it was like relieving, which that's a huge red flag.
Yeah. I honestly think that kind of happens to a lot of pros.
Yeah.
That's what I get like when I'm like injury stuff. You had a bunch of injuries as well, right?
Oh my God. I should have been in a full body cast like at all times, especially I have like calf issues, chronic calf issues.
Yeah.
Dathan's not shy about mentioning that. That was like the bane of our existence. Every year, right as we'd get fit, my calf would just blow up.
Yeah.
So
that just ruins it, man.
It wasn't really until I started hanging out with Manahan, who has a similar relationship, kind of, that I was like, okay, running can be enjoyable. I just had the wrong kind of motives, I think. Like I was analyzing it too much.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You were different.
Yeah. That was your kind of
were you on New York, New Jersey when they got dropped?
Yes. And then so they got dropped, and then I'll make this short and sweet. They got dropped, and then they split up. And then I was staying with Coach Gags with Jeremy Hernandez, and everybody else went with Tommy Nohilly, which is now the new Empire Elite.
Was he the assistant coach?
He was, yeah. And it was like, you know, I do the sport because I like running with people. I like runners, you know, and just hanging out. And then, my teammate was living in Hoboken, I was living in Westchester, and so it was like I was just doing pretty much everything by myself, and it did not take me long to just go on Indeed, find a job, and 2 weeks later just quit and move out to Colorado.
Be like, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
So you moved out to Colorado during COVID?
Nope, March. This year. Yeah, March of this year. I mean,
everything's during COVID from like this point onwards.
Not like the shutdown.
Very, very.
Now we got to specify which variant we were talking about.
Yeah.
How'd you go from moving out to Colorado to like living on Lou's couch for a bit? Lou's spare room.
Yeah, well, he was in the bed.
You guys were on the couch.
Yeah, Leah and I were on the couch.
No, Leah was on the couch. Lou and Ryan were in the bed. Come on, let's get this right.
I don't know how I know anybody here. I just kind of showed up and started like tagging along, and
he's just a fun guy.
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, I'm just here. Everyone's like, "How do we know this guy?"
Isn't that the guy we know? Like, hole in our wall?
Oh yeah. So we have a big hole in our wall downstairs after our Met Gala party, which I don't think we mentioned that, and the next day we were like, "Man, how the hell did this hole get here?" Like no one had any memory of there being any reason.
No one had any memory.
And then Waleed was like, actually, I think I have this video on my phone, and it's a video of there was a sex doll down there in the corner of, against the wall. Ollie and Ryan were just kicking the sex doll.
I don't even remember that.
And
me neither.
Ryan was wearing these big cowboy boots, and you see in the video, bang, he just kicks into the wall and just puts the hole
in. I do feel very responsible because Lou and I were, well, Lou kind of helped me buy... We'll figure out an idea to buy Leah a present, and it was this sex blow up doll because we thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
So I gave it to her at the start of the party. You guys come back with it blown up, and then downstairs this is the video of us kicking it, and then I noticed it
didn't last very long.
No. Yeah, I noticed it was deflated the next morning, which is fair because it's got, you know, it got used a lot
more than two holes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, exactly. And we'll kick it, and I noticed in the video. You're not kicking it really hard, but then when I kick it, it like moves out of the way. You just, your foot just goes straight through the wall. And it's like, literally, I looked at it, I was like, oh crap, actually it's kind of my fault because I was kicking it and then you literally missed it because I kicked it out of the way and you just smashed it.
What was most hilarious about that video is you didn't stop kicking. You just like kept going.
We were just having a great time.
Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you also, I think we blamed you as well for the next morning we had pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin everywhere. Pumpkin seeds that was everywhere. Me. Was that you? And you had it was under the couch. It's like, how the hell did they get under the couch?
Well, that, I do remember throwing that pumpkin. But I don't know if I threw it over.
Didn't you guys want to make everywhere? Didn't you want to make pumpkin seeds or something? You want to make something?
We made pumpkin seeds.
That's not how you make pumpkin seeds.
Just talking. I hit, there's one video.
You hit me, yeah.
I hit somebody in the face, yeah. You guys were
I'm pretty sure even before we saw the video of Manhand doing it, we were convinced it was Manhand put the hole in the wall. We're like, if anyone is gonna do that,
if anyone,
and then he I'm pretty sure he just immediately denied it, and then we're like, no, bro, have a video of you doing it.
The best thing was we the video up. We moved, we moved the we moved the it's like the TV cabinet thing.
Yeah,
we moved that like to replace the hole.
Yeah,
and I do remember you texting me saying, "Hey, like I've worked with drywall before, like I can fix it." I was like, "Bro, we've already moved this like 300 pound TV thing."
Gus has got something.
Oh yeah.
Gus good times. Good times.
One of these days we'll fix that hole.
But for real, we might get back into it. After that 5K, we both looked at each other like, "That was actually that."
Yeah. I like this idea of beer drinking trek club.
You could do like a workout and then have a few beers afterwards, hang out. Like, you know, like old dads do the soccer games thing where they like play soccer and then they sit around and have a few beers afterwards. You could just do that for
running and beer to me, like they go together. Like,
what? Peter, how can you like start it by having runs from Roll and like going to that brewery? That, why doesn't Roll do like group runs?
I don't know. That's a good question. I might actually bring that up with that.
There's the idea. That's
linking up with that brewery.
Gus being a
breweries brewer. They would definitely sponsor run clubs. They do it all the time.
Avery sponsors a great idea. Team Boco or whatever, or at least.
Oh really? Yeah. I mean, have you ever been to that? You know, Longmont, that Shoes and Brews place.
Yeah,
they have a group run of like over 100.
We
rep
their hat at this last race. Yeah, we have Shoes and Brews hats.
All right,
yeah. It's genius.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with running that I always think about it is like running is not really fun, but it's good for you, and like if you put the right stuff around it, it can be so good. So like and like having a beer is fun, but having a beer after going for a run, even more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Particularly with people you like, you know. So that helps.
I think it would just be, I think running, that's what I've really enjoyed about running with someone like Ryan, for example, is it just like it takes your head out of it a little bit. Not that I've been training super hard with you or anything, but it just makes it like more relaxing. Like,
yeah, you're going back to finding those like de-stressing qualities.
Like what I fell in love with it in the first place. Yeah. Kinda.
Do you guys feel like you have, now that you don't run, that you have way more like free time in your life, or does it just get like sucked into a vacuum and you're just busy all the time?
We've gotten pretty good at pickleball.
In all honesty, I think running kind of keeps you organized, and when you don't do it, you just get like lazy and.
That's how
your life just falls apart.
I'm the same when I take a break.
Yeah,
I'm like, I like after like just 5 days of not running, I'm just like, man, how did I ever like live running and spend like 3 hours or 2 hours on running a day? I just like can't organize myself or do anything.
See, imagine that feeling, but for 9 months straight,
just your whole life.
Imagine that feeling, but the rest of your life.
So yeah, we've been looking, and actually, when I first met Lou, I was like, we got to find something to substitute, you know. That they're running, and it was rock climbing. But lately, it's been pickleball, and then maybe more running. And I don't know. We're still on the hunt. But
it is nice not to be tied to something.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You don't. And my biggest thing is I don't have to worry about like getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I can go. I can do stupid shit and just like not have to worry about. Oh, am I gonna rip my freaking leg off? Yeah. All right. If I do, whatever.
And like sleep and diet and stuff are still important just for general health, obviously, but. When you're not running, you know, 80 miles a week and training really hard, like you can have a couple nights where you're just like,
doesn't matter quite as much.
It won't like haunt you.
I see you crushing salads every day at Roll. Come down, they eat healthier than all of us.
I mean, my other thought was like, I mean, you're married to a professional athlete, right? So how does that like?
She does all the running for me.
Yeah,
I can.
So like you, because you have the like, I mean, with the trials and with every like with all the races that she's done, like you have the emotion there. Like
you're still extremely
involved. Yeah, you're still extremely involved. Like it's funny because like you said, you're not doing the running, but you're still involved. Like I mean, you hang out with us. Like you're still involved in that.
Yeah,
same with Ryan. And
yeah,
it's just interesting because you can kind of like.
I don't feel any. I used to. I think there was a bit of bitterness maybe that I had for the sport, just because I felt like I left it kind of unfinished.
Right.
But now it's like, you know, it's been enough time where I can kind of separate myself, and now I can just enjoy the good things. And like I think that's that nice. if I think that if
if I had no experience in running and didn't have like my own commitment to it at one point, I think that it would be hard for me to relate to Leah in that sense. Mm. And to even you guys, like, we don't talk about running that much, us three, and you and I certainly don't, but it's just nice knowing that we have that common background, you know? And that's why you say you're good mates with, you get along with people that run.
Runners, yeah.
Just because you have that in common, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely, running is really one of those things. I'm sure, like, anything, when you take it as seriously as we take it, will be like this, but for you to really understand, like, you to be able to relate to Leah or whatever, you kind of have to have been there. Like, it's
for sure.
Unspoken understanding of, like, what goes into it, you know?
Yeah, the good and the bad. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing is, like, when, you know, you're able to relate, and I think that's something that's so valuable.
And I ran thousands of miles with her, you know? Thousands. Like, as friends too, so like, and you guys have now too, so you get to know people through running,
man. That is the thing about running, which I think is, there's not much else in life where you'll be able to just like run and or just chat with someone for like 90 minutes straight, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just like having beers or whatever.
We're struggling to do that because we're like around each other all the time. Like, we kind of like have that thing where we spend too much time talking to each other all day, and then during runs we're just dead silent.
Yeah.
But we enjoy each other's company. Like,
but that's still also something pretty unique, spending an hour and a half exercising with someone without saying a single word.
Well, the thing is though, like, the most of the time we do that, I feel very comforted. Like, if we don't have to say anything. But that's the one thing with the sport now, like, if I go for a run with you guys, or like just go for like that kind of thing, I know that we're not going to always talk about running. We're not always, like, we can talk about anything.
Yeah.
But we do have this same kind of connection with it. So
I really like having that common ground too, where it's like, especially when you're teammates with someone, like, knowing that you both have been through that pain and can coexist in that, like, pain together. That is bonding. I love that. I love that shit.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
How good is bondage?
So good. 90 minutes of bondage.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you going to come down to training camp at all?
Florida?
Ryan, you want to come?
I'm sure I'll find out like the day before that. Yeah, I'm
supposed to. Yeah, Leah would just be like, yeah, you come.
You would have done training camps in Florida with New York, right?
They changed it up. They went to, someone went to Flag, someone went to like Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So they stopped doing the Tallahassee thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, we have a lot of beds in our place. I think our place has like, what is it, 8 bedrooms or something?
It says like 12. I guess it's like 14 beds, but like 8 bedrooms or some shit. Like that's a like.
Well, what's the security deposit on that place?
Yeah, that's a question we need to ask.
Especially before I go down there.
Is it drywall?
Particularly if we start, you know, if we have good races and we come back, it might be a bit, you know.
Yeah.
You may as well just bring what you need to patch your hole.
Yeah. It's like, I literally have everything I need in the back of my car at all times.
Ryan works as a carpenter now.
Yeah.
So, man, you can fix up shit. You can break shit, fix it.
You can do things with your hands.
I can do a lot with my hands, yeah.
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 Now that we're not running, you pretty much break shit and fix it. Break shit, fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other topic, which I think we need to talk about today, this is very running related, is the Shelby GoFundMe. Because I can see Ollie is
raring to go.
He is ready to talk about this Shelby. Oh, man. Can you fill me in on it for us? I don't know.
So this is what happened. So she posted on her social media about, I mean, she wants to be transparent and like the whole situation with, you know, her being suspended for 4 years because of doping. And she's created a GoFundMe to pay for legal fees to fight her battle, to clear her name. $300,000.
Is her goal.
And she is asking for people to donate to her to fight her and clear her name. And the one thing that I think is laughable is because she was sponsored by one of the biggest brands in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the biggest American athletes in the world. Sponsored by Bauman. Like, she definitely got financial support there. I don't think I'm out of my mind thinking that. And now she's asking people who probably didn't have any of that support now for money for her being convicted for a doping ban.
She's still on Bauman, right?
We don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, Bauman are reposting it.
Because wouldn't they?
Symbolically, spiritually.
Spiritually, symbolically, she is. Because all the Bauman people are reposting it. But and I would say with it.
There is, like, in contracts, for example, if you get, like, caught doping in your contract, they don't have to pay you anymore. So I don't know if she's actually, like, getting paid by Nike right now or anything. She probably isn't.
But I think it would look pretty bad on Nike to
support a doping.
To support her or pay her.
Maybe,
pay for
maybe it's under the table.
You just never know. It's just, Yeah, so she's made this GoFundMe and she's made a website with all the evidence. It's just another chapter in the saga. And like we said last time, big lose-lose, just no matter... Like, it's just so... It just sucks whatever way you look at it because...
I mean, that, maybe that's why Bauman gave back the 20K at the Hanson's run because they knew they had to do the GoFundMe to get more money. So it's good PR.
The academic thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not following the logic there. Don't they need the money then?
No, they wanted to give it back because they knew they were going to get it back anyway through GoFundMe.
I don't know.
That's a pretty wild correlation.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
But yeah, that's been... I mean,
I'm sure it was
social media-wise... When her posting about that's been very negative. I think a lot of people have been, I've seen tweets about people like showing up other foundations, like donating to like, you know, underprivileged kids and stuff like that instead of donating to her. So like a lot of that's been blowing out. And, yeah, when you it hasn't been getting very good positive press.
I mean, there's I don't know about that argument though, because there's always a better cause.
That's the thing.
That's what people are arguing against. People posting that was like, there's always going to be better calls. Like, people should be able to do what they want with their money.
Is she, has she hit anywhere near the goal?
She's 10K, I think. So 10K. Maybe more now. But there's been, I mean, there's been people making jokes on her. Like, I saw a $500 donation for Shelby's Authentic Burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive joke. But, like, there's people, like, doing that. And I'm just thinking, why are you...
They clearly have too much money.
Yeah, why are you donating $500 to someone who's probably got a lot of money anyway and then doing that joke? You could just do that joke on Twitter.
It just shows that she must be like spending so much money to fight this on legal fees, now. Like,
Or she's already spent a lot of money.
Well, because I'm pretty sure she's fought it with lawyers in the US for a long time, and now I think she has to have lawyers in I think the tribunal is in Switzerland or something. Cool. So she now she has to pay like Swiss lawyers and...
She should just quit.
Yeah.
Well, what are you gonna say?
Her ban is 5 years, I think. So she should just like go live her life for 5 years and then come back.
Come play pickleball.
Come play pickleball. Come hang out.
Be done. Move on.
There you go. Even if you're guilty or not guilty, it's like, what do you do at this point?
But what happens then? Like, say she hits that 300,000 goal somehow, right?
Yeah.
And then she wins the case. She will be classified as a hero.
Yeah.
And then she'll come back to the sport. Do you reckon there's going to be a foul taste in competitors' mouths about that? Or will they be like, oh yeah, she was clear.
I think a lot of
people... I think once you're accused, it's over.
Yeah.
The bad rep regardless of...
And then she's going to have so much animosity towards like the sport.
I mean, do you remember the trials when that happened?
That was the craziest drama ever.
That was overlooking everything that was happening. In the trials.
Letting her...
Remember? She was like on the list and like people were just going off. I mean, we were all there. So we were like, what the hell is going on? As far as like watching it.
Well, that is like mass...
Do you remember that? We were like, what the hell is going on? Because we were watching that and I was like, this is going to be like a dumpster.
Stuff like that is when you realize we live in the US and we see things so US-centric from like that point of view. Because imagine any other country doing that. One of their star athletes gets... convicted, found guilty of doping, and they're like, oh, we're gonna let her race in our trials anyway. It's like, you look any other country doing that, they just crucified. They're like, oh my god, you let a doper race. And US was about to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like really close, like a couple of days.
It was
she did say she was never it. She never had an intention of racing, she said in a social media post. And I don't get that, because then why was your name on the list?
Yeah, maybe she was never cleared.
In case she'd been cleared like the day before.
That would make sense then. Yeah. Because then if she's cleared,
on racing
if so she's put her name down, and then if she's not cleared, she won't race. And if she is cleared, then she would race. Good. But so that was crazy. That was wild.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. The way it was in the media was...
Do you reckon they only... everything? Pulled her out from it because of the kickback?
I think it was the backlash.
Yeah, I mean, that was like petition signed by a lot of big notable athletes.
Yeah, I think it went against some like WADA stuff. I think WADA said like, no, you shouldn't do this to the USA.
But it's USATF. Yeah. USATF is probably WADA's higher than WADA.
Do that.
Yeah.
USATF can do what they want and they would probably be able to get away with it.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's Shelby. GoFundMe. She's got going on.
We're not going to tell you to donate to it or not to donate to it, but we're going to tell you that we also have a Movember page that you can donate to.
For men's health?
For men's mental health.
Men's mental health and health in general.
And men's health in general.
If you want to donate to that, if you think I don't want to, you know, I would do whatever you want, but we do have that option if you feel inclined.
I believe, I don't know if this is true, but I think since it happened, Shelby's just been like traveling around the country in her car or something, like
the boyfriend. She has a van.
A van?
Yeah, I think she was traveling around with her boyfriend and trying to get away from the media, which is like the the best you can possibly do. I mean, being in a position, it'd be very, very hard to even look at your phone.
Wait, what is this Men's Mental Health Foundation that you're...
So, Movember. You know Movember? You've heard of Movember?
Like, you grow a moustache and...
Yeah, yeah, but it's also like a real fundraiser thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's like a... It's an like your organization. Like a... What are they called? Charity? No.
Is it like... Kind of. Is it international? Is it worldwide?
Yeah, it's pretty worldwide. Much. It's really big in Australia.
It's big in Australia and New Zealand.
A lot of Australians... Like, my dad does it.
Really big. And they're raising money for men's mental health, but then also, like... I think the cancer, like
prostate cancer, like a lot of men's health issues.
It's a lot of like suicide prevention.
Yeah. So yeah, like a lot of people do mustaches and they do funny ones and they try and raise
money. To raise money.
I wish I could grow one.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can still grow money.
I guess you and Carlos, you know, just need a
little fuzz. We'll combine it.
A little fuzzy, little milk.
That's
milk stash.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if people are still interested in donating.
Check our Instagram. It's in the link in our bio. But yeah, to close the Shelby story, if you happen to be coming through Boulder, come say hello to us. Come on our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, she's more than welcome to come here and chat about stuff.
I would love to talk to Shelby
because I think she has a lot of interesting insight.
She probably wouldn't love to talk to us. I'm sure, like, she's like lawyer wise, they're just like, don't say anything.
Yeah,
true. That makes sense. Yeah. But I guess we could talk about other things.
She can't play pickleball or something instead.
Yeah, we could just talk about like
Heaven in A.
We could just talk about Harry Potter. Like, she's a Harry Potter fan.
I would love to talk about her cats.
True.
She travels with her cats on training.
She's a Harry Potter fan. I know.
She's a big Harry Potter fan.
Harry Potter fan, and I mean, it'd be interesting.
We can find common ground.
She's from Arizona State. So her and Carlos can have that, you know.
Oh, the rivalry.
Rivalry thing. If you'd like to come on, you're more than welcome to.
Moving on. Are we getting a Christmas tree this year?
Yeah, so this is a thing. We had this argument. I don't know if you ever did this with your family in Australia.
You guys had plastic trees or real trees growing up?
I was getting to that.
Plastic.
Yeah, we had plastic
as
well.
Plastic
as
well. Australia
real.
Had plastic.
Real. Real.
America. I feel all Americans have real ones.
Because you guys have the climate and the trees for it. Like, for us, it's summer.
Yeah.
You don't have
The plastic melts.
I mean, Geordie, in New Zealand, the plastic melts inside. In New Zealand, I can imagine the climate's a bit different.
Geordie doesn't count because he just cut down one of his own trees.
Oh, that's right. He has that big property. Lord George.
Pine trees don't care whether it's summer or not.
What I'm saying is we don't have pine trees. We don't have the climate.
You don't have
pine
trees?
We do not have the climate for pine trees, do we? Do we have the climate for pine trees?
I'm going to have to check Google on that.
You think we have the climate for pine trees?
Somewhere in Australia.
Gets like 120 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
For pretty much most of the year.
Put a eucalyptus branch in your living room.
Oh, yeah. We're just
going to just like do that because that's definitely like not going to be like, oh, why do you have pine trees?
How much does a real Christmas tree cost in Australia?
A million?
$1 million.
Million schmeckles. No, I mean, like, that was like a lot of my friends, like, we didn't have, we just had the fake plastic ones.
Yeah, so all three of Aussies have plastic trees.
Dude, the smell of pine in the
house. Yeah, it's fantastic,
the Christmas-y
George, but I'm
smell.
Sorry, we didn't grow up on a sheep farm. Lord George here, thinking that everyone has... Why doesn't everyone just have large paddocks of fields and great houses and lovely sheep? Why doesn't everyone have that? Because life's not fair.
My dad would just take a chainsaw out and pick one. And then mum will be mad because it's ugly. There's a big gap in it or something.
No, he's rubbing it in. He's just rubbing it in.
He's just bragging
about it. All right, well...
Well, can they send us one of those trees then, huh? Have you got so many trees on your farm?
I mean...
I'll ask Simon.
Next care package.
Yeah.
Simon, if you're watching this, we'd love one of your trees.
Send us a tree.
Send us a tree.
And send us a lamb with it.
And a lamb too, because we love lamb.
A live
Geordie,
lamb.
Geordie raves about your lamb. Or his lamb. Our lamb. Their lamb. Whatever.
Wait, okay, so... Lamb. Baby sheep. Does that mean that you kill... You don't... Do any of them become sheep, or do you kill them before they can become sheep?
We talked about this the other day.
Well, I mean, not all of them.
Okay, so
you breed some as, like, replacement breeding. Like, you got to replace breeding stock.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you have ones that are just for
eating. Why don't people eat grown sheep?
It's not as tender. People do. But it's called mutton.
Yeah, but like, it's not.
That's where,
it's
like,
common,
mutton,
is it?
No, see, I only know mutton from like Scar.
I think Genghis Khan used to eat that.
Premium a product mostly. There's still a big market for it. I think there's a big Asian market for mutton. I think they used to, like my dad said, when he was growing up, they used to eat that.
Do you ever?
Like all the time. Because it was like, lamb was still expensive back then, so they just eat mutton. It's pretty bad, I think. It's just like tough.
Why was. Okay.
What are you guys doing for Christmas? What's your Christmas thing?
Getting another cat, probably.
I mean, how many animals do you have now?
We're gonna talk about that.
Just to put some context here. Leah seems to have a problem with not getting animals.
Then, like, there must be a name for someone.
Just, she just picks up random
like,
animals.
It's just like a serial animal bite.
So, Harper is obviously was Leah's first dog, right? That she had. Mm-hmm. And then she wanted this other dog. It was an Aussie cross poodle.
Yeah. She already had an Aussie.
Lewis is her husband.
He wasn't good. Lewis, her husband,
said no. As a husband, you said no, I don't think we should get this. And she got it anyway, right?
We did talk about this on the Leah episode. We need to get your side of this dog.
Yeah, that's why I think it's a good thing. And then she got a disabled hamster. Disabled hamster, Stinky.
Yeah.
And then she got another hamster because...
I was okay with the second one, though. This little hamster got the shit kicked out of her at the rescue place by other hamsters.
And now you have a cat, Stephen.
Now we have a cat. I was fine with the cat, too, because Leah already... Technically, it's Leah's cat. And she left him with her parents for like 7 years.
Nice.
And then he showed up on our doorstep.
So my question is this. So she's wanting another cat now.
Yeah, because he's lonely.
And how much say do you have with like getting another
cat? As of right now, my say does seem to be impactful. I looked her dead in the eye and I said, please no.
Not another one.
And she said, I'll consider it.
Yeah, I think she does this because she knows that she's like, oh, Lewis is going to look after him while I go to Europe for...
And then yeah, well, I mean, I'm not. What's the worst I can do? You know, I'll be like, no, and then she'll be like, yes.
But what about?
And then I'll be like, all right.
That's how good relationships work.
Like, I'm not gonna throw a fit and leave. You know?
Yeah. And then classic. So you guys are going to Australia in like a week or two for a whole
very
month,
very soon. Yeah.
Which is we're very jealous. So
very jealous.
It's very cool. But so Leah wants the cat to be looked after. Did you know about this? She messaged our roommate, Zach Snyder, who has a cat.
Gimli.
And she was like really sly, just like being like, hey, does Gimli get along well with other cats?
He sent like 12 messages.
And then he's like, yeah, Steven, I'm just concerned. I think he's going to be really lonely. And then,
of the cat.
And then Snyder's pretty much like, yeah, what the fuck do you want?
No, Snyder literally said, Jesus, you got another animal? Yeah. Like, he even knows.
Yeah, and then she's like, ah, I was wondering if I could bring Steven over and he could stay at your place for a month. And we haven't said yes yet.
I'm just imagining your house in the future with like 500 different animals. It's gonna be like,
see, I don't mind that though.
It's gonna be like a zoo.
I don't mind that in the the issue with me is not animals. It's the space that we're confining them in. Mm. You know, like I don't like if we get a house one day,
then it's okay.
But yeah, I don't mind. If we got some property, like hell, we'll get a horse. I don't care. But
that would be sick if you guys.
I feel like she's just like egging up to like horse. Cow.
Goats, definitely.
She walks
a alpaca. Goat into
she
our
park. Should get an alpaca.
Yeah, I was going to say, alpacas
are
definitely...
A lot of alpacas in Boulder.
Yeah.
No, she's an animal lover, and I love that about her.
You just don't love it that she like gets animals when you say no?
At this point, it's like, whatever.
It's like, yeah, well,
I don't mind anymore.
She's going to watch this, and she's going to go straight to the humane side.
Yeah, shit, edit this.
So, he doesn't care. So my other question is, which of these animals is your favorite? Which is the one that you have the best connection with?
Right, not Aussie. So
yeah, I was gonna say Aussie's probably not the
worst. Aussie.
Aussie loves you though.
Nah, I don't mind Aussie actually. She's alright. I am a big fan of Trish, the new hamster.
Oh, right.
Trish, that's the name.
I didn't know that was its name. I called her Trish. She's cute. She's got this like kind of mean look on her face, which I dig because she's not mean.
Yeah,
and I don't have to ever do anything.
Hamster's pretty low maintenance.
Yeah.
So Trish is
Steve's
number
alright too. The cat.
So Trish then Steve.
Yeah. Steve likes to, if you're taking your morning dump, he'll come and just sit on your lap. That's and adorable. Just like look at you.
That's adorable.
Yeah. That is.
It's encouraging. Yeah.
Maybe we should get Steve.
Yeah. I would like that
Gimli
in my life.
Would never do that.
Yeah. Gus kind of wants to do that.
Gimli's pretty shy. I mean, yeah, Gus, I mean, every time I have an ensuite, so every time I go to the bathroom, he'll literally go and sit between my legs and look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm done, he's like, okay, and you leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a dream animal, like a dream pet that you want to get one day?
I would like kind of like an exotic cat if I had the space for
just
it.
Like a big cat?
Like a big walking on a harness down the street would be sick.
Like Tiger King?
No, not that big.
Like a lynx
not that
or something,
exotic.
Right?
Yeah, one of the ones which is like just above like cat level. Like they have like the mixes. I think they call it like sables. What do they call it? I don't even know. But they're like definitely you shouldn't have them in a home because like they might kill you. Like the type of cat where...
no, like seriously. Where,
sick. Because I think if you were to fight like a house cat, I think you would win. I would like just... enough wild that the cat would win if you were in a fight with it, if that makes sense.
Right,
like,
so you're saying, you beat Gimli, you'd win.
Yeah, I would destroy Gimli.
Yeah, you'd win Gimli.
I would like a cat that could kill
then,
me if
like,
I wanted UV, to.
That's a pretty big cat.
Yeah.
Like, UV, like a
70-pound cat you could probably take out.
Mm, what are those cats I see
know,
on...
Man. They got sharp claws.
What are the cats I see on TikTok, like those bigger cats, like spotted? They look kind of like a leopard.
Wait, you have TikTok?
Oh, man.
man.
They're on TikTok.
Ollie hates TikTok.
I do hate TikTok. I do love unusual memes, which is like TikTok but on YouTube.
You know what I love is the TikTok voice. You know that?
Oh, like the robot?
Robot static voice. Yeah.
Pretty good voice. That. Yeah.
But like those cats with the, like the leopard print, like those ones look like they could kill you.
Yeah, I'd like a cat. But people have also, those cats. If I was like super rich, I would love to buy my girlfriend a horse. Isn't that like just like the best present?
Like, wait, does your girlfriend want a horse?
Yeah, she loves horses.
Like a big one?
I thought she likes rats. Like, she draws a lot of rats.
Right, did Leah give you that present she got you yet?
Yeah, it's amazing. Leah got me a really cool t-shirt. I'll wear it next time on the pod.
Yeah.
George, what's your dream animal?
Liam.
He's already got it.
Liam.
Sheep.
Lamb and pine trees. Pine trees. Geordie's like euphoria.
That's all he needs.
That's all he needs, baby. Just sit in the field, just like...
Hey Ollie, what's your dream animal? And just so you know, Gus is right there. He's listening.
If you can't see him, Gus has got his tongue out and he's just chilling.
He's in sleep mode.
I mean, I really wanted a cattle dog because I grew up with
same.
One.
Same.
And I love the Australian Shepherd Border Collies, but for my lifestyle, having Gus, he's definitely been awesome and terrible at the same time. So I feel like that's like the perfect thing for me. Like animal that I'd want in the future, I'd love like, you know those like... like the koi fish, yeah, like have a koi pond. I think that'd be sick because like cool. I feel like sitting out there and having a coffee, like chilling.
Aren't they like a couple thousand a piece?
Some very expensive.
Anywhere from like you can buy them for like $200 or like $2,000.
So like the ones
just depends on the color.
Yeah, you know the place. Yeah, the Eugene place. Those ones were expensive
because they're not a koi fish.
I think it's like the white ones with like a red dot or something.
Yeah,
and those can be like $3,500.
Like just like sitting, I just feel like the image of sitting on a koi pond having a coffee is just like the
that's
best
very
image.
Relaxing, man.
And like doing that, obviously you couldn't do that in Colorado because of the weather, but in Australia I could definitely like do that.
That'd be sweet. Sydney.
So that would be my like if I had unlimited money.
Yeah.
That and a giraffe.
I'd go a toucan.
Toucan.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was thinking something about a bird too.
Yeah.
Maybe like one of those attack falcons.
Oh, like you would train it?
Yeah, to like
like they do in like the Middle East. They have they go like falconing or whatever it is and
hawking.
They have hawking. Yeah, that's the one.
I think you can get either.
Yeah. They like they have
like,
you guys seen this?
Rabbits or something.
Like the really rich people, they have their own and they train it and like they have like the glove
to hunt it.
You have the longest tail.
And they'll just let it go and then it'll like bomb and kill like a rabbit or something.
Or a person.
A person.
Maybe
a
small. Do you reckon there's...
And then it will like bring it back. Yeah. And then it'll be like your pet.
Yep.
Huh.
What about you, Ryan?
Chickens. I'd get chickens and I'd get like eight dogs, eight chickens.
What type of dogs?
And just any kind of dog.
That's beautiful.
And crossbreed them?
Just a big orgy,
yeah.
So you get you call it the dog cock.
Yeah,
like a rooster.
Maybe I'd get a wallaroo now that I found out about wallaroos.
Wallabies are pretty
which
awesome.
We found out are not a cross between a kangaroo and a wallaby.
Wait, is a wallaroo a wallaby or is it something separate?
In between wallaby and kangaroo, just in size.
In size.
Oh.
Yeah, we found out it wasn't
it's a different species.
Was it a small kangaroo?
Wallaby's like a small kangaroo,
or a big
and wallaroo is like between a kangaroo and a wallaby.
That is so confusing.
They're all
about
the same.
Particularly for Americans who have probably never seen.
Whatever that thing's called that has a pouch. That same like.
Does a koala have a pouch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Australia's full of marsupials.
Pretty much marsupial land.
Platypus? Do platypuses? Platypi?
Platypuses?
Platypuses?
I don't know if that's it.
Platypuses?
They're poisonous.
They have that fang
which
on
bit of
that,
it?
That little thorn on the back of their leg. Yeah. Kill you. See, koalas would be a pretty good pet because you just have to have eucalyptus trees. They can just hang there.
They just do nothing.
They get stoned on eucalyptus.
You see them, you can sit there and watch them getting stoned.
And they
on.
Just have chlamydia. That's pretty cool.
No, I mean, that's a serious problem.
Yeah,
they're dying from that because it's like really bad.
Can they give it to humans?
I mean, if you want to fuck a koala, go for it.
How do you think that would? Maybe.
That rules koala.
I don't know.
I mean, Gus kind of looks like an overweight koala.
Cancel your flight.
You're an overweight koala.
So that's our animals. I think today we have a new game, which George had the great idea for this.
Shout out to George, Lord George.
It is called hashtag good for the sport game, or just hashtag good for the sport.
Ooh, I love the hashtag good for the sport. Let's go.
And so the way this game works is we say something, and then Ollie has to say if that thing is hashtag good for the sport or hashtag not good for the sport.
You have to say it. Whatever first comes to your mind.
Okay.
We just say something and you respond.
All right.
Have you guys thought of a couple?
Okay.
Oh,
it, you can, it can do it, yeah. On the tip of your tongue, it can just
I got like seven of them.
Okay.
Should I go for a couple.
Let's just do like one each for a bit. Okay, I don't even have any either.
All right. This is the game. Finding GPS before a track workout.
Hashtag good for the sport.
Really? In a beer.
Hashtag good for the sport.
Lime scooters.
Hashtag not good for the sport.
Ingesting caramel koala in through the mouth.
Hashtag not good.
That's
for the
part
sport.
One.
Hashtag
part two. Ingesting caramel koalas elsewhere.
Any other way.
Hashtag good for the sport.
All right. Definitely.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Mountain Dew.
Hashtag good for the sport, baby.
That was an easy
Mountain
one.
Mountain Dew. Give me
that
freestyle.
That's a good one.
I still don't have a Mountain Dew t-shirt. I need to get one.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Shelby's GoFundMe.
Hashtag not good for the sport.
True.
Oh yeah, right. Ryan. Yeah. Ryan was feeling that one a bit.
No, I remember it. Carnitas burritos.
hashtag.
I mean pork.
I mean burritos. Pork. Hashtag good for the sport. I think pork from that has gotten a bad name, and it should be brought back to.
Well, some people have the theory now that you should eat as much pork as possible because if you do get in trouble for nandrolone, then you have the excuse.
So you just keep pork. Make sure you keep your receipts.
Strictly eat pork.
Keep your receipts. Make sure you know the food truck that you're at.
just to be safe, you go to the grocery store once a week and buy like 5 pounds of pork.
I got one. Close calls when you're running with like a vehicle, and you slap the vehicle.
Hashtag if you slap the vehicle. Yeah. Hashtag go for the sport. If you get hit by the car and they keep driving. Hashtag not good for the sport.
Figured that. Safe bet.
Gotta stand your ground, you know.
All right. Going on training camp for 6 weeks and having to find someone to look after your dog.
Hashtag not good for sport, bro. Dude, I am worried about Gus, man. I feel like he's just not going to remember me after 6 weeks. He doesn't remember me after a week.
You can't bring him?
Well,
just Airbnbs, no dogs.
Angus McLovin, hashtag the keg, is just not going to be, he's too heavy.
Yeah,
he's going to be hard to be on the plane, and also you can't bring him to the Airbnb. So
he'd exceed the suitcase weight.
I mean, my girlfriend might look after him for a bit, but 6 weeks is a long time.
Oh, she's your girlfriend now.
Yeah, who's your girlfriend? School.
You got a girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend.
Who's got a girlfriend, guys?
Yeah.
Someone?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, mazel tov.
I'm not Jewish. Still. I respect that. So I appreciate
congratulations.
It.
Hey, I have a dog house. A house full of dogs.
So Gus, what do you think of that?
You need a place for him.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, people have offered. Dogs. People have reached out and offered, and I really appreciate you. Thank you very much. It's just 6 weeks is a long time, and Gus is a bit of a handful. He has
gotta clean his folds.
Attachment issues.
He doesn't look high maintenance right now.
No, but
but he is.
He plays this for the camera. We actually like this is like taught. He needs to like present himself as like this chill dog, but he's actually
amazingly
a nightmare. No, but yeah, 6 weeks is a long time, so not good for the sport.
Yeah.
Not
Three-mile warm-ups and cool-downs.
Hashtag not good for the sport. I can't stand a three-mile cool-down,
the
man.
The cool-down is the worst.
It's just like, we thought we were going to get a two-mile cool-down today because we were like 2 miles away from where our cars were and Ritz is completely backhanded.
Yo, Clayker kind of flexed on everyone today and did a four-mile cool-down, didn't he?
He did. He's getting ready, man. That pacing job in BU. He's getting ready for it.
Yeah, he's pacing the boys next week.
Yeah.
Any more, Ryan?
You have any more?
Visors.
Oh,
running visors.
Honestly, they've been out of the sport. They've been out. I think they should. If you bring them back in, I don't think that's good. I think that's like, I think hashtag visors in the sport. Good for the sport.
Love a good visor.
Good visor. I mean, can you imagine George in a visor?
I got an Aussie visor.
Yeah.
In the Olympics.
I have one with my name embroidered.
Visors.
Yeah. I have one. I have one as well.
They're great
so
in the summer.
It's sick.
You got any more, Ryan?
Poison ivy.
Hashtag good for the sport. Makes you stronger, in my opinion. Every person that I've seen getting poison ivy has just had a great workout the next week.
Mm-hmm. True. All right, final round. Give you an easy one. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, hashtag good for the sport, baby.
Sponsored.
I think me and Carl single-handedly keep DoorDash alive in this neighborhood. So
it's true.
DoorDash should sponsor one of the pods.
Yep. All right. Any else? We good? That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
God, I'm so drunk.
Gen AB is
maybe one or two more, or maybe another 20 might get there.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have a Q&A one. We had a couple of good Q&A stuff. The first Q&A I don't think is we need to talk about a lot. But so Liam commented on our last YouTube video. He wanted us to talk about the production quality of ultra marathon races. Have you guys seen how freaking good it is? I just like, I don't think we need to talk about it, but I was just, after I saw that comment, because the comment was saying, hey, why does ultra marathon races have such amazing production quality compared to track and road races? And so I was a little curious. I looked them up. They have people that follow them, the people racing on electric bikes with cameras. They're literally following them, like running up these trails, and they got like 10 cameras out, and they got drones, and they got commentators. It's amazing.
It's a little more scenic than a track.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's very good to, like, I can imagine if you get a good shot of it, very cool to watch.
Some of the places they run are so sick.
Yeah.
And like
commercials, same track, same like kind of, I mean, obviously stadiums are different and towns that would be cool, you know, like the Diamond League doing filming stuff like that.
Ultra runners are just cool.
But ultra running is,
there was a sick one over the weekend. Yeah. Ultra Trail Cape Town.
Yeah.
To be fair, I haven't seen that, but I was just saying the other day watching some road race that I think the production quality on road races is astounding. It's astoundingly good.
Okay.
Like it's like portrait mode right next to it. It feels like you're like running in that pack with them. I think it's awesome.
Which race?
So I don't know how much better ultra marathon races
are.
What
race was it?
But
more marathons?
I don't know.
See, the marathon coverage. Some of the marathon coverage.
Maybe it was New York.
Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're bad.
Yeah.
They always just run into issues. But yeah, ultra marathon, man, it's actually sweet.
That's cool.
And they have like a lot of sponsors and stuff, you know, because it's way more just like, yeah, it's so big. It's way more like the casual, like mom, pop runner. Like my mom races ultra marathons, you know, and they're the type of people who, it's kind of just a bigger market. They, you know, they got money to spend on the sport and all that. So very cool.
Yeah.
But
was this like, I mean, like looking at, okay, like great, the Olympics and all that sort of stuff, when you look at the filming for that, it's pretty awesome because they get different angles, they get low. And
well, that's the
whereas cool. with like the ultras, you could always just like get amazing shots no matter what type of event it was. So,
to me, it's all about the commentary.
Commentary
like the
is
best
very
races
important.
That all have enthusiastic commentary.
So
shout
true,
out to
actually.
Shout out to Steve Cram.
Like, look at all those historic races, like the Billy Mills race and stuff like that.
Look at Mills!
Like, they're just going nuts.
You want them to get excited. And I feel like, I think commentators in the past, too, have, like, gotten in trouble for getting too excited about races.
That's really
I remember
shit.
Hearing about, like, I don't know if, I don't remember what it was, but, like, people doing so well and then they're getting excited because it, like, seems like favoritism or whatever, but, like, I mean, in Diamond League races, Steve Cram does a great job. He, like, knows the athletes well. He gets excited about them doing well. And then when they finish, too, it's not over.
Yeah,
like you'll talk about like this athlete had a great showing of this race, and it's not always the guy that's winning.
Yeah.
So I reckon we would do a good job commentating an ultra.
I think
race.
We would, and I think we will in the future if the ultras want us to.
Except the only issue with commentating ultra races, which this is another thing that I was astounded by, the race was 10 hours, and it was the same two commentators the whole time.
No way!
They were in like this. They were in a studio, so they had a decent setup. But yeah, they commentated the race for 10 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Kyle Merber and Chris doing their commentating?
I think they're pretty good. Actually,
I like listening to them.
Yeah. I didn't listen to them, but I can imagine they know their stuff.
Yeah.
Those two guys are good.
They put in a lot of work for
and
that.
And they have good synergy too, which I think is important.
What about Kira Gyalcha? For a lot of the marathon. She did a lot of the marathon.
I thought
she did
a good job.
Now. She did the Olympics.
She did Olympics.
And the trials. Yeah. She's big, big time.
She also did the marathon. Did she do
Chicago
and
Boston? Wait, New York, I think.
Pre?
No. She did some of those.
Probably. Anything that's on NBC, she's with NBC.
Yeah. So
I think it's just cool hearing from someone who's like been in that course in that exact situation.
Well, they do it for every other sport. They do it for football. Yeah, they do it for all of it. And that's the one thing. Like, sometimes the footballer is, you know, a bit brain dead, not very good at like getting the words out, but
it's always opinion, not ours.
Usually, like you get really good people that just have really good insights.
Not the
that
opinion
people
of coffee club.
Don't
get incorporated.
So.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, that's that. The final. This will be the last thing we talk about. This is like a nice, easy Q&A question that we'll probably get ones like this all the time. But just fave and least favorite workout for everyone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a nice little running, just wholesome running talk. What's your favorite workout? Do you want to?
Yeah, 600 breakdowns. Yeah, my favorite. My least favorite.
So wait, when you say 600 breakdown, tell the people what that means.
So it depends on the sets that we do, but it's usually 3 to 4 sets. So 600, 400, 300, 200.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty quick.
Have we ever done four?
Yeah, I've done four.
Big boy.
The traditional ones that I've done was 600, 400, 300, 200.
That's a good one.
And then my least favorite workout was definitely the fartleks I do with George.
Yeah,
I hate those.
Right, those are my favorite ones.
I hate those because like I know Jordy's just like he's just popping off like a gazelle, just running around and looking around and He's like Joe Hardy, looking at the leaves, touching the leaves, and I'm like, classic. This guy, he should just go. He should just go.
Just looks too good.
But that's my least favorite.
Yeah.
I love the Michigan workout, which is Warhurst's old thing. Nick Willis used to kill it. Have you heard, you know?
We did it once in Eugene. Yeah.
It's like hard mile, hard 1200, hard 800, hard 400, but in between all of those, it's like a
1 mile threshold.
Isn't it 10 minutes?
It's
2K threshold.
People do all kinds of ways, somewhere between 1 and 2 miles in the end. So all in all, it's like a, it's like a 6-7 mile workout, and by then you're just fucked.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. My least favorite easily is like 2 mile repeats. Hate them.
Yeah.
Hate them. But Dathan loves them, so he used to do them a lot.
Yeah. 2 mile repeat?
2 mile, like 3x2 mile.
Yeah.
Fucking hated it.
That sucks. My favorite was probably 400s, and then least favorite is any workout with anything over like a 2 mile rep.
Yeah.
Like anything over a mile rep, forget about it, but like a 2 mile rep.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the specifics, but you're strictly like mid D.
Yeah.
Like you're 800.
I ran good cross country back in the day.
Yeah.
Were you on? Did you win NCAA DMR?
Oh, it's a tough story.
No,
I qualified. I was on the qualifying team.
You didn't run?
No.
What?
They pulled some freshman kid that.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What?
Long story.
All right.
Yeah, Van Hoy and I had a little bit of a falling out after that, but since then we've mended our.
We'll talk about it next.
That sucks. Yeah, it was really.
We'll leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
What leg would you have been?
Any leg, probably four. I would have been the 400 leg.
Yeah.
We had some freshmen went there, crushed it, ran like a 49 something, you know. So.
What?
Yeah.
49?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
We'll get into that next time.
Yeah. Anything else?
You got your favorite, George?
I did mine.
Oh, did you got your least favorite?
Least favorite. I don't know.
Yeah, you just love everything.
Maybe like VO2 miles.
What does VO2 miles mean?
Like my wrist, but not the threshold.
It means Mike Smith goes next to my boxes.
Fast. That's like Joe Klecker's like crazy good workouts.
Bread and butter, man. Bread and butter for Joe.
Yeah, he's so good at that.
Yeah.
My favorite is, I don't know, it always changes. I like long runs. That doesn't really count. I like hills. Hills are probably my favorite. Least favorite is... probably these progression runs that I'm doing like right now, because I always just go way too hard. Like I meant to do like progression tempo runs. Okay, so Rich has given me like 3 progression runs. So progression run, obviously you try to get faster. I haven't done one as a progression run. They're all just straight tempos, and I just go too hard, and then I'm just hanging on.
Regression
runs. That was pretty good. Those regression runs. Yeah. So yeah, those are my least favorite.
Regression runs get you fit, man. Underrated training philosophy.
That's the way to do it. But with that, I think we've covered a lot. We've had a freaking lovely conversation with these two.
Yeah, thanks for having
absolute
us.
Absolute stallions.
Yeah,
that was fun, guys. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for the coffee.
Thanks for the NAs.
Welcome anytime. But thank you very much for everyone that watched. I think that's it. Love you guys. We'll see you next time.